What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Meet Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. More phone calls coming up. By the way, we have a wiener bar and a sausage off today. That has to do with Meat Friday. Grilled Cleveland Polish boy. Being from Cincinnati, I never had a grilled Cleveland Polish boy. That's kielbasa on a roll with coleslaw, french fries, and barbecue sauce. All right, at what point do you say, you know what we should put on this kielbasa? How about french fries and coleslaw and barbecue sauce? And somebody went, yeah. Like, how about just a kielbasa? But that's the grilled Cleveland Polish boy. Maybe Donovan Mitchell will be able to enjoy one of these now that he has joined my Cavaliers. Yes, Seton?
There was this place in Jersey on the Rutgers campus called the Grease Trucks. And there was, I don't know, five of them, say, something like that. And you would go there and get sandwiches. And I think they were $5 a piece. And they all had names like a Fat Cat or a Fat Sam or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it would be, say, one of the sandwich would be chicken fingers, fries, and mozzarella sticks would all be on it. Or then the next one would be like a couple of burgers, some fries, and whatever. And they were all put together in a sandwich. Mm. And I can honestly tell you, nothing tastes better at 2 o'clock in the morning. Nothing.
Grilled Cleveland Polish boy, beer brats, and jalapeno and cheddar brats, hot dogs, hot sausage. Get your hot sausage! And a sweet Italian sausage. That's the Meat Friday menu. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Merchandise, man, do we have a lot of great things. We have the Saturday t-shirts for celebrating the start of college football. Penny's Bang Biscuits. We got candles available. We have the Velro wallets. I think we've restocked that as well. Go to DanPatrick.com. NFL season kicks off. It'll be next Thursday night on NBC and Peacock. It'll be the Buffalo Bills battling Aaron Donald and the Rams. NFL kickoff next Thursday at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. College football has the weekend to itself in some of the games. Georgia by 17 over Oregon. Ohio State by 17 over Notre Dame. Arkansas by 6.5 over Cincinnati. USC minus 32.5 against Rice. There is the possibility, college football's highest ranking governing body, the Board of Managers, expected to talk about playoff expansion, potentially holding a vote. If unanimous, could open the path for expansion as early as 2024, sources tell Sports Illustrated. There's 11 members of the Board of Managers. These are presidential representatives from FBS conferences and Notre Dame. They will decide if they are going to break the contract that apparently didn't seem possible a year ago. But the network ESPN owns the rights of the 2024 and 2025 playoff. That's a problem for a lot of commissioners. They want to see other networks go all in the deep end, the financial deep end. ESPN, according to Sports Illustrated, has shown a willingness to compromise. The nature of those talks, unclear. If the vote is not unanimous today, if they take the vote, expansion would begin in 2026. The new playoff would go to market after the exclusive negotiating window with ESPN expires October of 24. You know, the first thing I thought of is, why would you have a TV contract expire in the middle of the season? It's October of 2024. But that's if they do meet and vote today. But as it stands right now, they're looking around going, man, we probably could have generated an additional $450 million of gross revenue if they had the playoffs in 2024 and 2025. If they would do that, that's what they're looking at. That's why when I told you a year ago, they actually looked at making this 2023. And that's when I heard from the college football insiders who basically said, stick to your day job. That would mean breaking the contract. To which I would love for those college insiders, go back and revisit what I said, because I was correct. And my source followed that up yesterday and saying that that's what was attempted. They did talk about this, not that it was going to happen. They did try to, you know, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you try to expedite this? I know there's a lot of moving parts, and that's why they couldn't do it. But the topic was broached with these commissioners. Couldn't do it, but I was told, well, don't you realize that they'd have to break the contract? Yes, I did. And here we are now, ready to break a contract. I have my doubts that college football can get it all together here, but I know you're supposed to follow the money. I got to add logic here of, can you put it all together and make it work and make it work correctly? And then ESPN has the rights. Now what are they going to do? Who else is going to be involved in this? Are you then going to open up the contract talks? All these other different networks that might be interested in this. Does somebody swoop in and say, we'll take all of it, and we're going to overspend on this. Amazon. You know what? We got it. We want it. I don't know. But they want it to go to market so they can generate more money. Yes, Marv?
With the 12 teams, will there be room for two teams, maybe like, say, Utah and Cincinnati? They both go undefeated. Will there be room for those two to get in, or will it be a bunch of one-loss SEC teams?
Well, no. They want all the conferences represented here. That if you have 12 teams or 16 teams, you're going to get your conference winners that get an opportunity. I think that's the only chance to get a unanimous vote. If not, you're going to have, although if I'm the SEC, Greg Sankey, I'd go, well, I want five of my schools in here. You know, we're the best conference. We got the best teams. I don't want to have just one team and maybe two teams in here. Yeah, Paul.
I have last year's final regular season college football rankings before the playoffs. So if there were a 12-team playoff last year, this isn't automatic, but some of the teams, obviously Alabama, Michigan, Georgia, Cincinnati, Notre Dame, Ohio State, but then teams like Baylor were in the mix, Oklahoma State were in the mix, Michigan State, Utah, and Pittsburgh were in the mix. BYU would be right there. Oregon would have been right there last year. Iowa would have been right there. So there are some, I don't like to say phrase second-tier, non-traditional playoff teams that would have a shot.
Yeah. I don't know if they can get it together in time, and maybe they can. But if there is a vote today, then can they have a universal or a unanimous vote? We'll see. Serena plays again tonight, and her and Venus were in action last night with doubles. I was wondering about that with Serena. I know she wanted to play one more time with Venus, but I wondered about that as you're gearing up to play in your maybe your final you know, Grand Slam event, that you want to have all your energy ready to go for that final event. But she plays again tonight. 6 days until the start of the NFL season. The LIV Tour has an event this weekend in Boston. And we've reached out to a lot of golfers. And look, I don't begrudge anybody for making money. You want to make money, and you have to explain who's paying you or why you left this to go there. That's on you, okay? Individually, you want to do it. Golfers, individual contractors, if this is what you want to do. Now, when you act surprised that, hey, wait a minute, we don't get points, world ranking points, by playing on the LIV Tour, I have a problem with that. That'd be like if you said, hey, you're going to play in the Canadian Football League, but, you know, your stats are going to count for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's not going to happen, okay? You did this, and now there's cuts on the LIV Tour.
Yeah, there's guys, there's four guys who are no longer in the rotation of players because they've been replaced by the Cameron Smiths and people like that.
Yes, because I said, okay, you got... You know, it's 54 holes, and you got a maximum number of golfers. What happens when you start adding more golfers after the FedEx Cup? Well, that's exactly what happened. So guys have been on the LIV Tour, got cut. They don't have cuts during the tournaments, but they got actually really cut from the LIV Tour. Here is Bubba Watson, and the other voice you'll hear is Harold Varner, both on the LIV Tour now.
My 10-year-old son started watching golf. I mean, we're trying to get the average age down to, like, you know, below 40 that watches golf. And that's what I think LIV is doing. And I think exactly what Tiger and Rory are trying to do. Yeah, it looks a lot alike, but, you know, there's virtual golf. I have a virtual golf at my house, so maybe they'll let me. Maybe I'll show them that I can play virtual golf. Maybe they'll let me play with them.
Average age under 40.
Yeah, but, well, average age right now on the Golf Channel is, like, what, 65?
I'm with you, man. I'm just joking. You're old. And while I'm young, I'm going to make fun of you.
But I don't watch golf. So the average age is like 65 on Golf Channel. So we got to get it down.
I'm assuming your son probably watches because dad plays. That's probably why he's watching the LIV Tour.
You know, Dad, I would watch more, but Peach, it's a little boring. Well, now that's LIV thing. Now this is interesting. Okay. This is something I could get with.
Daddy, I like when they play music and people get to wear shorts, drink beer, and you get to goof around. I like that.
You know, for me, it's the walk-up song. That's what got me, Dad.
Yeah. Daddy, can I drive the cart? Yeah, sure. Yeah, you can do that if you want. Cam Smith was surprised that you don't get these points, World Cup points, get to play in majors. And he says that, you know, it's fun now, and he didn't get to spend time at home. And, like, I don't care about any of those excuses. And don't tell me you're growing the game because Bubba Watson's 10-year-old is watching. We can't watch it to then lower the age, the demographic of those watching golf. Like, let's just add some logic to this, guys. You don't have a TV deal. How are you growing the game? Oh, the people who come out? All right. So all those people in Boston, the Boston area coming out, I would love for them to just play regular golf. 72 holes. That's what the big boys play. What, you can only play 54? What, you're too exhausted? And if you're not going to play 72 holes, then you don't get points. It's a different format here. Freddie Couples, when he heard about, Cam Smith saying he wanted to make sure that he had a schedule and it's more fun, he gets to spend more time in his home country of Australia. That's fine. That's fine. Fred Couples says, to all my friends who I miss birthdays and weddings, so sorry, I was busy earning a living on the PGA Tour. And in my line of work, the goal is to earn your way to work weekends. And by weekends, I mean 72 holes. Sorry, not sorry. All right. Yeah, it's boring.
Do you know, I think the average person, the average casual fan, if you're not hardcore golf person, has a problem with is people complaining about how tough it is to play golf for a living. Now, I'm aware how mentally stressful it is, and I'm sure there's working out, and it is very tough.
Yeah.
But I don't think the average person thinks it through that much, and they think, like, most people retire and then go play golf the rest of their life. These guys are playing golf, you know, 30 weeks a year. That doesn't sound like the most taxing mental and physical thing to the casual person. I know it's tough, but that's a big problem people have.
Yes, Eden.
Yeah, it's tough to... I completely agree with what Paul was saying. How do you... At the end of the day, it's like you're playing golf.
I know, and I don't want to diminish that because I know that, you know, the travel that they have, I know we feel like, oh, you get free clubs and free balls, and you get to go, and it's great weather, and people cater to you. Yes, but you still, we watch you earn a living. You actually have to make a cut. You have to make a putt. You have to, you know, it's not like we watch Patrick Mahomes and go, he's not going to get paid, you know, $3 million today. He's going to. The golfers have to go earn it. I have great respect for that. But you can't play 54 holes, even though you got a great group of golfers. And the thing that bothers me the most about all of this is, let's take the politics of Saudi Arabia. Let's put that to the side. I just don't like you telling me you're growing the game of golf while you're dismantling the game of golf. Because you can't have it both ways here. You're taken away from the PGA Tour, which I do love watching golf. Now, the financial part of this, I'm not involved in it. But I think what Phil Mickelson said is actually coming to light, that he was enlightening us on what was going on the PGA Tour. That, you know, all of a sudden there's more money there. And I get that. I don't know where the money came from. Now, I think the LIV Tour is growing the PGA Tour. Because now you're forcing the PGA Tour to do things that they probably didn't want to do. And that's sharing the bottom line. But don't tell me you're growing the game if I can't see the game. And you're not even playing the same game as everybody else. So that's all. And that's all I've said from, you know, I thought it was distasteful to have that event, a LIV Tour event that is funded by the Saudis, that was in New Jersey with all those poor people who still live 9/11. Distasteful. You want to have it in Boston, in Chicago, in Singapore, Bangkok, wherever. But have a conscience here. That's all. But you want to play? Go play. We can't find you, but go play. Play 72 holes and do what everybody else does. Then you want to give them World Cup points and they can play in majors. I'm fine with that. But until then, Bubba Watson's 10-year-old is not growing the game. Yes, Paul.
As long as they don't let the golfers putt with that long putter that they use their fingers in that fashion, nothing turns me off in a golfer more than that. You know that one? It's like the putter's like 6 foot.
Yeah, it's called, yeah.
And they hold it like a 70s guy on TV holding that little microphone.
Yeah, it's a
belly putter.
You're not allowed to have it touch your chest.
Anchored to your body.
Yeah.
Hate that tall putter.
I know.
Isn't it funny the things that bother
me? Well, some of the seniors do it. Bernard Langer, Scott McCarron, I think they do that. Adam Scott does that on the PGA.
Adam Scott's way too young to be doing that.
I know he is. Like, come on. Yeah, wait like 20 years. All right, let me take a break. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Back after this on this Meet Friday Dan Patrick Show. What do we have? DraftKings here? Does that sound right? Well, I'm going in on DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And the return of football, DraftKings giving new customers a can't-miss offer. You bet $5 on any football game, get $200 in free bets instantly. Everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings' early win promotion. Get up 7, you win, even if your team loses. Get paid instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code Patrick. Get $200 in free bets instantly when you place that $5 bet on any football game. You have to be at least 21 years of age, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER in Tennessee. You can call 800-889-9789 in New York, 877-8-HOPE-NY. Bonus issued is free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Money line bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The pilot of a Southwest Airlines flight threatened to cancel takeoff after somebody on the plane was sending naked photographs to the other passengers. How many times has this happened to me?
How does that happen?
I don't know. They finally caught me. Yes, Eden.
That's happened to me on the train.
Really?
Yeah.
Fritzy just bought train tickets.
That's great.
Wait, what
train?
So somebody airdropped a photo of themselves to you?
No, it wasn't a photo of themselves.
It was a photo of somebody else?
It was likely a photo of someone else.
Oh, okay.
With extremely exaggerated genitalia.
Oh, okay.
I love how he worked up that phrase.
So the pilot has to say, so you folks, whatever that airdrop thing is, quit sending naked pictures and let's get yourself to Cabo.
Imagine he gets on the PA.
No, he did.
We encourage you all to buckle up.
This is your pilot speaking. Who's ever airdropping the naked stuff, quit. We're trying to get you to Cabo.
Hey, 26E, cut it out. Let's go.
Got to turn off your airdrop, Captain.
I said, your tray in the upright position.
Just your tray.
Just your tray. No, nothing else, sir.
Bloop. So it was a guy who airdropped himself to everyone else there.
Good times.
Yeah, good times. You know, you just can't have fun anymore. Marv was telling me that one of the most embarrassing moments he's ever had, his mom's birthday is today, and she's 58. And so Marv said he went to the movies with his mom, and you got to see He Got Game.
Sure did.
And I thought, okay, well, that, oh, no, there's a scene where Jesus Shuttlesworth, Ray Allen, is in bed with a couple of women. And you're there with mom, huh?
Sitting right next to mom. And what made it, this is 14-year-old Marv.
Oh.
So you're right in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And somehow it's still your favorite movie.
It is. Yeah. It's just the most awkward part. And my mom, who's, she's only 20 years older than me, she was like, hey, sometimes that's what goes on. And I was like,
oh, that's your explanation? That's real life, Marv.
You asked her who's who and what's what?
I didn't want to ask her all that.
Okay, you're 14.
Yeah, 14. She's 34.
Had you already had that conversation?
No. No, Dad, no. I wasn't having it with her.
Oh, so mom didn't have the conversation with you?
Nah, my grandfather actually had it with me, funny enough. But, nah, my mom never.
Oh, boy.
She never played that game.
I never had that talk either with my parents, my dad. Never. I have no idea. I had no idea. It was like, so wait, what happens? Yes, Marv. What do you do?
My grandfather was a minister, so he would use terms like the flesh. He was like, he would say, don't fall to temptations of the flesh.
Of the flesh.
Yes.
Speaking of which, yes, Todd.
Eve was weak, and the raven was called Sid, and the first Sid was in a court. Say it! Say it! Say it, child! We pray. Get in the closet.
Yes,
boy. My dad wasn't around. She died, so I think I learned when we got cable TV and that HBO. I'm being dead serious.
Dead serious. Okay.
No one ever had a talk with me.
Marv didn't have a dad at that time. Yeah.
Or any time.
But you get to celebrate Mother's Day twice, you know? Father's Day and Mother's Day. Yes, so see.
I had a dad, perfectly healthy. I don't remember having the conversation with him, though. I do remember the awkward moment of getting the permission slip to learn about it in school.
Like
we had to get that signed by our parents to be like, okay, you can have, like, sex ed.
Yeah. Todd?
I think the furthest my dad went with it is he saw me with some girl, like when I brought back from high school, and he took me over to the side and said, just be smart. That was about as far as he went. I guess that meant, you know, wear something, but be smart, whatever you're doing.
So after that, Todd never brought a girl home again.
That was the end of that. Except when I was in college, then my mom was like, well, what cookies?
Yeah, you practice safe sex. It's called your mom.
Door's got to stay half open. What are you doing with that Heather Thomas poster? Mom, get out of the room.
Yes.
That was the only thing that I could really remember is going to my senior prom. I'm just about to walk out the door. And after the senior prom, then everybody would go down the shore in Jersey for a week, right?
Yeah.
So you'd have a big, long week there. And we're leaving. I'm heading out to the prom. And my dad pulled me aside real quick and said, you know, you treat her like a lady. And I said, okay, Dad. And that was it.
That's the entire talk.
That was the you treat her like a lady. Okay, Dad.
Yeah.
See you sometime next week.
And then my wife made me do that with my son a couple of years ago. It's like, have you had the talk? Have you had the talk? I'm trying to think how long ago that was. Because he's 30, so it probably was 15 years ago. Maybe 16 years ago. So I took him down stairs in the basement. And I said, we got to have the talk. He goes, all right, how long do we need to stay down here? I said, I don't know, 5 minutes. He goes, okay. So we just sat down there and we were just talking. He goes, all right, we think we're good? I go, yeah, let's see. And I walked upstairs. My wife goes, how did it go? And I said, oh, great. You know, he's a very responsible young man. And she goes, oh, good. Okay. All right. Yeah, Mark.
Should I have this talk with my son when he gets of age?
Sure. Lorenzo's what? Eight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say you get to around 12, 13, 13, 14.
Has Seton had that talk?
Seton, have you had the talk?
Yeah, in various stages. One was because of an Ed Sheeran song. We had to correct a little bit of misinformation that Kieran had received in school from some of his classmates who have older brothers. I'm like, buddy, that's not.
See, the older brothers is where that's when it gets skewed as far as who knows what and when.
Yeah, you don't want older brother third-hand information from a younger brother in school.
Yes.
That's almost never accurate. And right now, we've had another little thing come up where it's like, okay, well, we need to have a talk with Kieran about this. And my wife was like, don't worry, I got it. I'll handle this
one. Okay, mom stepped in.
Yeah, big time. She was like, no, I don't need you talking to him about this. I'll handle it.
Yeah. But you do have to have the conversation.
Yeah.
I think what I used it as, I'll be a sounding board here. Like, tell me, you can ask me questions and I'll try to help you. You know, I'll give you answers. Because I wanted them to know, just, all right, here's the deal. Now, you got questions? Whenever, and grab me and pull me aside, and we'll talk. Yeah, Paul.
I have two daughters. My wife has been handling that line of questioning now. Do I jump in or wait to be asked?
Wait to be asked. Right. But you do say to your daughters, at least this is what I did to my three, I just said, if you have questions, I don't care what question it is, you come to me, okay? And no judgment whatsoever. Because if you open the line of communications, then at least you got a chance here. It's when they feel like they can come up with the answers and they can't. Yes, Todd?
What if you say something like, you don't have any questions for me about the girls, right? You can't really pose it like that. Then it looks like you got one foot out the door.
Well, that's when you give...
Because I got a dad. I don't want to talk about it. Let's get pizza and watch the Bronco game. Woo!
That's what your dad would say?
No, I said to my son, I said, you don't have any questions for me. Great, let's go watch the Broncos and order pizza. Thank God, that's over.
Yep, had the talk, honey.
Yeah.
Squared that away.
Everything's good.
Yeah, how did it go? Good, it was quick. You know, it was about 15 seconds.
It's very responsible. We're going to get pepperoni and meatball, and the Broncos are playing the charge.
Woohoo! Yeah, Paul.
When my older sister would have boys come over when she was like 15, early high school, my dad would just scowl. He would stand there like his dirty work clothes and just have this scowl on his face, and the boys just wanted to get the hell out of my house.
Well, when my oldest daughter had a boy come over, shows up on a motorcycle, strike one, doesn't have a helmet on, strike two, and then comes in the back door and then goes down into the basement, strike three. So I go, Grace! Grace! She comes up. She goes, what, Dad? I said, tell Spicoli to come over.
Oh, dear.
And she goes, who's Spicoli? I said, the dude who just showed up, who looks like Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And she goes, I haven't seen that movie. I go, when he leaves, then you can look at Google it. So Spicoli comes up and I go, what's your name? And he told me his name. I said, all right, next time when you come in, you find me. And then he goes, okay. And then he went downstairs. He leaves. And I said, Grace, you're not getting on the motorcycle. And then I said, you got homework. And she goes, I don't have homework. I go, yes, you're going to find out who Spicoli is from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And that was it. And by the way, I met somebody whose name, first name, is Poseidon.
Like the adventure?
Poseidon Adventure.
On a birth certificate?
Yes. First name is Poseidon.
What's the nickname there? What do you call them for short?
I
Cy?
My wife and I were wondering that. But name Poseidon. I'd never heard that before. But I don't, I mean, we always abbreviate, but I'm guessing, are you going to be Cy? I don't know.
Did you act like you were throwing a trident at him or anything? Make any like jokes like that? Like, hey, where's your trident?
No, because I'm not up on those things.
Greek god of the sea.
Yeah.
Whoa, it's getting rocky out here. Whoa, somebody call Poseidon. This is an adventure. Yes, Todd.
Is there pressure on him to live some kind of wild, adventurous life now? Everyone's going to ask him, but it's Poseidon. He must have some adventures to share with us.
Yes, Paul.
We know a guy. I won't give his whole name out.
Blew me off.
We met this guy years ago in our business that we worked in. His first name is Zeus. You remember this guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah.
But like, I remember when I first heard his name, I'm like, Zeus?
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's heard that 10,000 times since he was born. It's a unique name.
Wait, what has he heard 10,000 times?
That your name's Zeus?
Oh. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he went to USC.
Yeah.
You know, volleyball player, I think. He does look like he could be Zeus.
Yeah, you got to keep working out if your name's Zeus.
Yeah, he's kind of jacked.
Yeah, hey, half a Mount Olympus. Yeah.
Right. Jesus,
and if your name's Poseidon, you got to be a good swimmer, not a like water wing guy.
I know, that's true. Yeah. Yes, yes, Todd.
And what do they say when he feels bad? He's Poseidon himself. Screeching halt? I don't know. He feels bad. He's Poseidon himself. Hey, Zeus, how's it going?
Thank you, Todd. Al in Atlanta. Hi, Al. By the way, I'm watching Tyler. Tyler's outside in the grilling area. I love having all these cameras in the man cave. Tyler is getting all of those brats, sausages, and hot dogs ready. Man, this looks good. Hi, Al.
Morning, Dan.
Morning, Al.
Happy Be Friday. I'm calling because everybody jumped on you for how you pronounce the movie In Bruges. And there's a setting for visually impaired called voice guidance that reads the titles of all the shows on.
Yeah.
And I just want to play how it says it for you.
Okay.
In Bruges, Ren HB3. So, did you hear that?
Yeah, she said In Bruges.
Yeah, so you were right.
Thank you.
Also,
thank you.
Well, okay.
All right, thank you. In Bruges. In Bruges. Glenn in San Diego. Hi, Glenn. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 6'2", 180. Just want to say, Heat, man, with De Niro, Pacino, Kilmer. Excellent movie. The other thing I want to ask is, before you went on vacation, you picked the dang Minnesota Vikings to get in the playoffs. What happened to our Chargers, and what do you think they're going to do this year?
Oh, I love the Chargers. I mean, I've been all in on the Chargers for 15 years.
I could back that. You've said before almost every season, I love the talent on that team.
I love the Chargers. Nobody has had more talent with less results than the Chargers. Justin Herbert, we love him. Made a T-shirt for him. Football's fun, or Justin Herbert T-shirt. But I mean, I go back a long way with the Chargers, where you go, yep, they got this. Oh, man, they're going to be great this year. And then they would guaranteed to let you down. All right, we'll take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, and why wouldn't you be? You can watch us devour some hot dogs, a Cleveland Polish boy with a kielbasa, coleslaw, French fries, barbecue sauce on it. Is anybody going to eat that first? Is anybody? Oh, wow. Seton, Fritzy, and Paulie.
Let's get right into it.
I'll get in there.
Okay. Marv, are you interested in the Cleveland Polish boy?
I'm a team player, yeah. I'm in.
I'm not, but I'm going to watch you eat it. We'll take a break back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We normally close up shop on Friday with Arcade Fire, but given the ongoing story, investigation of their lead singer, Arcade Fire, we thought that we would hold off on that until we have some kind of resolution there. But out of respect to the story itself, we were not going to play Arcade Fire to end the show. Paulie wants to play the Who's the Oldest Player in College Football game. I mentioned that the quarterbacks with Purdue and Penn State were a combined 48 years of age last night's game. Paulie?
I have a quarterback here, and I'm pretty sure this is correct. Tom Hutton, he's a quarterback for Oklahoma State University. He's from Australia, so he didn't come out of here, come over here in the traditional plan. Yeah. Guess Tom Hutton's age.
27.
You're not even really close.
He's older than that?
He's 32 years old.
Oh. Okay.
I think he's a kicker. He's from Australia. He's a 32-year-old junior who's excelled at punting and pinning opponents deep in their own territory. Yeah.
Chris Wenke was like 28, wasn't he, at Florida State?
I think he was. He may have been 26.
Wenke?
Yeah, when he got the Heisman. This guy was born March 3rd, 1990. Worked at a paper mill before coming to the United States for like probably 10 years, I guess. He's probably got a pension.
He's not going to say 401k.
Yeah.
He retired, so now he's going to be a football player.
Fascinating.
He's 32?
32.
32 years of age. Hey, could you buy us some beer, maybe?
Yeah. Mr. Hutton? I mean, no, you can call me Tom.
He's got a Metamucil deal for NIL.
And the Wiener Bar sausage off. Pretty good stuff. I didn't try the grilled Cleveland Polish boy. Kielbasa on a roll with coleslaw, french fries, and barbecue sauce.
You are missing out, my friend.
Really?
You are. Give it a shot.
Didn't you get two of them?
I did. Just as everyone was leaving, I was really shy about everyone staring at my plate. So I'm like, when everyone starts going back to their desk, I'm going to grab a second
one. I thought
one.
I saw you.
There was a second one.
I thought I saw you. By the way, there's a Johnny Manziel documentary, I guess, in the works. And I understand why, but is he going to cooperate with the documentary? Do we know, Paulie?
Sure, looks like it.
Oh, Seton, you got the information?
Yeah,
okay.
There's not a lot of info out right now on it, but he's in front of camera, so.
Oh, okay. Then Bishop Sycamore, last year at this time, they kind of created a high school team that really wasn't a high school team. And there's going to be a documentary. They played a game on ESPN, and then all of a sudden, and they you know, what they were doing to these kids. They got smoked. And then all of a sudden there was reports on it that it really wasn't a high school. And how old were these kids? Eligibility. And I guess, what's it called? BS High?
Yeah.
So is that what the name of the documentary is?
That's exactly it.
All right. Bishop Sycamore. Now, we tried to get the coach on, and Paulie reached out. You still have the correspondence there, don't you?
Yeah, we reached out to the website, with air quotes, because there wasn't a school to call. And we got a hold of a representative who supposedly represented the Bishop Sycamore coach. And then the representative told me, well, how much would the coach be paid to appear on the Dan Patrick Show? I'm like, well, we don't pay our guests, ever. Like, well, in this case, you're going to have to, basically. I'm paraphrasing. And then I found out the person who was going back and forth with me was the actual coach who wanted to be paid to be an 8-minute phone guest on our show.
But so we don't know what they asked for?
They asked for money.
I know, but us. How much?
I didn't engage that far, but I told them we don't pay.
Okay.
And they were surprised by that and said, well, no interview. Like, okay.
Okay.
I said, if you want to clear, they said they wanted to clear the air and clear things up and mention it's a legitimate school. I'm like, well, here's a form. Here's a form to do so. And then they asked for my
Venmo.
My Venmo.
This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have for me?
There's a bunch. Bobby Thigpen, 1990 for the White Sox. There's a name from the past. Got his 47th save. Mark McGwire in 98 hit home runs 58 and 59. He was right behind Roger Maris there.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Eric Gagne, another name from the past, 2003, got the major league record with his 55th consecutive save. Wow. Consecutive. He didn't blow one?
I think the only one they blew was his arm out. Didn't Gagne, like...
What a great short run, though.
Yeah, he did. He had some help, though. That was part of the problem. Did Thigpen end up with 55 saves?
I think 52.
52.
Was Thigpen's record with the Sox.
What is the record now for saves?
I think it's still Gagne, but I got to check. Gagne in 2003, he was an all-star. He had 55 saves and a 1.20 ERA. Won the Cy Young as a closer.
Let me see. 1971, teenagers Chris Everett and Jimmy Connors win their first matches at the U.S. Open Tennis Championships. I'm glad Chrissy is feeling better. What a lovely person. And she had, think, gone through cancer. She lost her sister, but lovely person to be around. Yes, Paul.
I got the saves record in one season. Francisco Rodriguez, K-Rod, 68 innings pitched, 62 saves, 2008.
Wow. Was he with the Mets or the Brewers?
I thought he was an Angel in 08.
Oh, an Angel.
I think he was a Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me see. Anything else we need to mention here? Let me get to Colin in Iowa. He's been holding for a long time. Colin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, bud.
Hey, 6'2", 225.
All right.
Well, my older brothers were every parent's worst nightmare. My The Talk was a short Peter North film when I was a child. But I had a question about college football.
There's no such thing as a short Peter North film.
Touché.
Wow.
Hey.
All right, bloop.
Meat Friday it is. Right.
It is a meat Friday.
With or without the college football playoff expansion, what would you think of the first round being played up north in like a cold weather environment outside, like Happy Valley, Lambeau Field, or Foxborough? You know, send some of those SEC teams up north in December, January, and I'd like to see how that goes.
You're going to have home games. First round home games, it makes the most sense. Thank you, Colin. Just because you can't have these fan bases travel so much. At least that's what I was told, that if you're going to be traveling three or four different times during the playoffs, can you because you want to fill up those games. You want to fill up those bowl games, and you're going to get, you know, 50,000, 60,000, 70,000. To watch those games. You want a full house. Let's go around the room. What we learned on this award-nominated program, Todd, I'll start with you. What did you learn today?
You loved the Cavs last year with 44 wins and making the playing game, and now you love them even more, acquiring Spida.
Seton O'Connor.
We learned how to say in Bruges.
In Bruges. Marv?
We all kind of had the talk.
Yeah. We had the talk before the show, the talk. And your happy birthday to your mom today, Marv. Isn't it weird? I'm older than Marv's mom. Paulie, what'd you learn today?
Purdue didn't boot and rally. They rallied and booted.
Yeah. They puke six. What did I learn, Todd?
Even if schools are jumping from one conference to another, they should try to keep old rivalry matchups intact.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. A lot of fun this week, as always. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. Check out the merchandise store. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. One more item as we close out the show to send you into the weekend. And if you run a business, here's something to keep an eye out for. Managing remote workforces, keeping up with the changing regulations, HR compliance. I mean, there's so many things there. Hiring, retaining top talent. How about you have somebody do it for you? Insperity. They have 30-plus years of HR experience to help you develop a people strategy that supports your business strategy. And then you get to focus on the health of your organization. And what if your HR strategy included access to better benefits so you keep your employees and then you attract new ones? What if you offered training to your employees to increase their skills so they're more valuable, productive to you? There's always going to be challenges when you run a business. And no matter where they come from, Insperity is ready to help you out, move past them, providing HR solutions that you need. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that truly makes a difference.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.